So we'll continue our discussion on Zaminyane Mila. So the Torah tells us, Uvayom Hashmini Yimo Besar Alasa. On the eighth day, we know one has a Torah obligation to circumcise your son. And the Gemara talks about if the father's not there, then it's the Beis Din, it's the mother's, it's the communal responsibility to make sure that every Jewish child is gemal. So that's a obligation on day eight. And we pointed out, uvayom afilu b'shabbos. So it doesn't make a difference. 365 days a year, it could be Shabbos, it could be Yom Kippur. In fact, it could be Yom Kippur shechol b'shabbos. It could be Yom Kippur and Shabbos all on the same day. And yet one is obligated to do a bris milah. There is no day when it's a day eight baby, it's a vadai milah bizmana, it's definitely day eight. There is no day on the calendar that a bris is not obligated. What about if it's a suffek milah bizmana? What do you mean you're not sure? You can't count to eight? Like, there's no calculator today with your iPhones? What do you mean we're not sure if it's day eight? So there are a couple of possibilities. The most classic case is the Twilight Zone. I'm sure you saw that, Joe. But so we know in halacha there are different zmanim, there are different time zones. So sunset's about 6:25. So up until 6:25, it's considered vaday yom. It's definitely considered a halachic, legally speaking, it's daytime. And let's assume 45 minutes after, let's assume whatever time, 7:10, whatever time it is, let's assume, what's this called, 7 o'clock is nighttime. So the time period between 6:25 and 7 o'clock, 7:10, that's called Ben Hashmashas. That's known in halacha as Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. It's known as Doubtful Day, Doubtful Night. We're not sure. Legally speaking, we don't know what to call it. Why is it a doubt? Because as Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, we read Bereishis a couple of weeks ago. We're still in Sefer Bereishis, but we read Parshas Bereishis. It's a question of how you define day and night, because if you go by sun, so therefore sunset, so after sunset, so then at sunset should be nighttime. So at 6:25 should be nighttime. On the other hand, we all know you go outside at 6:25, it's still going to be light out. It's not dark. So that's the question. Do you define nighttime by lack of sun, meaning post-sunset? Oh, no, that's not enough. It has to be darkness. So that's the debate. That's why in halacha, it's an unresolved debate. And that's why this time period is known as twilight. And therefore, we always have to treat this time period as a doubt. So let's assume 6:25 is sunset. But even then, and let's say the baby's born 6:26. So let's say any day during the week. Let's say if the baby's born on Wednesday, you have the bris the following Wednesday, 8 days later. What happens if it's like a minute after sunset? So that already, it's a discussion how many minutes after. So probably a minute after sunset, we probably go with it still on that day. There's different discussions how far after, anywhere like from about up until like 8, 10 minutes, maybe 15. There's a debate exactly. That's when you really run into problems if it's right after sunset. So, but either way, let's just assume for our case that any time after sunset, it falls onto this carib, it's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. So let's say today a baby is born at 6:45, let's assume, during this Ben Hashmashas period. So today right now is Tuesday. Tonight at 7:10 is Wednesday, because by here, by Ibokir, our day begins at night. So what is day eight? Is day eight on, so would you do the bris? So clear, if the baby was born right now, there's nothing to talk about. Next Tuesday, we'd have the bris. And if the baby is born at 7:30 tonight, there's no question the bris would be tomorrow on Wednesday. What happens if the baby's born during this no man's land? You're stuck in between, doubtful, you're in limbo. You don't know what day it is. So what do you do? So let's say it happened. So if you did it today and it was Tuesday, so it'd be okay. That would be day eight. That would. But if let's assume it was Ben Hashmashas and it's really the next day, so you're only doing a bris on day seven. The luck is if you do a bris on day seven, it's a no-go. You have to go ahead and, well, you can't do the bris over, physically speaking, so you have to take Hatafis Dam bris. You'd have to take some blood out. You'd have to do a procedure. So therefore, what do you do in that case? So therefore, since we're not sure, there's no harm. If it was day nine, the bris is good. So what we do is, if a baby is born at Ben Hashmashos, so we go to the next day, because if we're wrong, if we do the day early, if we're wrong, it's day seven, we have problems. But if we wait to the next day, it's either day eight or day nine, so it's a win-win. So that's the way we go normally. So if the baby was born at, so the question is, what about on Shabbos? Friday night, let's say this Friday night, let's assume, we'll make it this simple, between 6:30 and 7, we'll call twilight, Ben Hashmashas. The baby is born tonight, Friday night at 6:45. Again, if it's born Friday at 6 o'clock, so then you have the bris on Friday. And if the baby's born at 9 o'clock, you have the bris on Shabbos. What happens if the baby's born? So here you run into another problem, because you can't do it Friday because maybe it's day 7. So you have to wait until Shabbos, but the problem is maybe it's day 9 or maybe it's not day 8, and we say the halacha is only if you know 100% sure it's day 8 are you allowed to do it on Shabbos. If it's a suffek mila bizmana, if it's a doubtful meal, we don't know what day it is, so we're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So therefore, you can't do it Friday, you can't do it Shabbos, you'd have to wait until Sunday. That's the halacha. That if you know for sure it's a mila bizmana, you do it on Shabbos. But if it's only a suffek mila bizmana, if you're not sure, meaning the Ben Hashmashas, you're not sure because maybe it's from yesterday's day, so you can't do it Friday because Friday's day 7. Shabbos, you can't do it because you're not for sure. It's not definitely day 8. It might be day 9. And if it's day 9, you don't do it on Shabbos. So therefore, what we do is we push it off until Sunday. And we'll see. We could discuss tomorrow. We'll discuss another case of where it's a suffix on whether a doubtful case or whether you can do day 8. Yeah. So, good question. So that's what the pasuk says, uva yom hashmini. So the luck is you cannot do a bris at night. There's a discussion in the Gemara, there's an opinion in the Gemara that says, once you pass day 8, let's say you didn't do the bris, whatever, the baby was sick, you couldn't find the moel. So there's an opinion in the Gemara that once you pass day 8, so then you could do it at night, but we don't follow that opinion. We assume doing it at night is just as bad, it might even be worse, than doing it during the day before day 8. So night's out also. So therefore, we can't do it at night, or else we do it Saturday night, because then we always try to do the mitzvah as early as we can. So therefore, we're limited. So that's what we learned. Uva yom, it has to be during the day, not at night. And the only time it supersedes Shabbos, if you know for sure this is day 8. In a case where the baby's born during twilight, on Friday, so we're not sure whether it's day 7, day 8, so not normally we just could do it the next day, but now when it falls out, so if it happened on Tuesday, you do the bris on Wednesday, but if it happens on Friday, you can't do it on Saturday, because maybe it really is day 9, and therefore that is the halacha, we wait until Sunday to do the bris milah. Rabbi Hananya ben Akash Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zake Zinu Aticha, Kevra Lem Tov Mitzvah Shenemar, Adonai Safet, Roman Sidko, Yaldil Torah, the Yadir. You can get all of these done.